Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Saving for something special? Let our savings plans bring your plans to life. Visit zurich.ie to learn more.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, petrol and diesel prices continue to rise, with some stations quoting rates around €2 per litre as global oil supply faces major disruption. While drivers wait for potential government action on excise duty, mastering marginal gains in your current car could slash your fuel bill by 20% without costing a cent. I'm joined now by motoring journalist Michael Sheridan. Michael, you're very welcome.
Katie, hi.
I'm just looking here. Idal texts to say diesel €2.05 a litre in Mullingar today.
It's insane.
Yeah. Does it pay you to look at the prices on the four courses you're driving past? Is there a big difference?
You know what the thing is? Look at the prices on the forecourt when you're not under stress or you're not looking to buy fuel, and then you'll have a sense of what the prices are. Most people have a good idea of, you know, who's the good local supplier, who has got the best price for it. And also, you know, you don't want to be going miles out of your way just to fuel up and save yourself a few cent. But just to save people the sort of the clickbait of 20%, literally you can save 20% on your fuel bills if you use the motorways regularly. And instead of doing 120 kilometres an hour, you do 100 kilometres an hour.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. Drop your speed on the motorway because you're pushing 2 tonnes of a brick through the air and it takes a lot of energy in your engine to do that. So to reduce your speed, there's less wind resistance and so on. So you can actually save a fortune by just modifying your speed on the open road. Now, that said, I drove past a load of traffic, people stationary in traffic, and they're screaming at the radio, oh, chance to be a fine thing. They could be on a motorway and they're crawling along. So that's a different story. But literally how you travel to and from places, if you allow more time so you can actually go slower and not be stressed. But please, please, please drive on the left-hand side in lane one. Don't be a roadblock for other people. And you will save money that way. That's the most instant quick fix anybody can do.
You okay. See that those texts coming
2.13 for diesel in King's Court. That's coming
Ouch.
In from Martin. Diesel in Kildare Town, 2.15. That seems you're doing well in Mullingar for 2.05 there by the current diesel index that's coming into Drive Time.
So content to, you know, diesel is gold. And the way to respect it is know that you have a tap underneath your right foot. Your accelerator, every time you're pressing on it, you're opening a tap of fuel. That's your money that you're putting into the engine to propel yourself forward. If you race up to lights or go quickly, accelerate quickly away, and then you go on the brakes to slow down for traffic lights or anything else, you're wasting your fuel. So everybody needs to be smoother with how they accelerate. And that way you can make your engine work most efficiently and move you along. So use all of the slip road, for example, if you're joining a motorway, use all of that time to get up to speed and be smooth with your accelerator.
Okay, and what about you using your gears? Because is it about keeping the needle on the revs kind of under two if you can?
Yeah, I mean, the cars are so well insulated these days, it's very hard to hear when an engine is screaming or when an engine is getting loud and you can hear the engine, you should be changing gear. Now, unfortunately,
definitely get into my car if you want to hear.
But a lot of people now are in automatics, so that's less of an issue. And there's also automatics which are automated manuals and so on. So really, the only thing you can do is be light with your right foot, change up through the gears, and just do the opposite of what you see them doing in Formula One every day. Do not race between anything. Be as gradual as you can with your acceleration. And critically, to add to that, tire pressures. Most people buy a car, they might get it serviced. They will never check their tyre pressures. An underinflated tyre is going to use fuel because it creates more drag, so it's harder to move the car along the road.
Really noticeably, that will...
Absolutely.
Will
so if you put the correct tyre pressure into your tyres, the car will be at its optimal.
And also, how often should you be checking that?
You know what? They say once a month. And to be honest, if people even did it once between getting their car serviced, I mean, your car, when you drive it after it's been serviced, usually your garage will have it checked and your car will come out the right with the correct tyre pressures. A lot of people have tyre pressure monitoring systems, which will let them know if they've got a puncture or a slow puncture. But in between that, nobody goes near their car. Everybody says, oh, you should. I must check my tyres. Nobody does it. And also, let's face it, forecourts, hang your head in shame. You charge people for air and for water. And also, you put machines, calm the machines. You'd need a degree, or you'd have to find somebody who was fluent in Xbox speak to be able to program in the tyre pressure that you're meant to get. And you have to pay money into it to get air into your tyres.
It's worth pointing out as well that if you want to know what the tyre pressure is, if you look inside the driver's door.
Yeah, usually inside the driver's door. Also inside the fuel filler cap, there can often be a sticker as well. And it can be gobbledygook. It can be a 2.2 or it can be a 32. So that if it's a double digit number, it's PSI. That's the old pounds thing we grew up with. The other one is the bar is a 2.2, which is a probably average. The key thing is that your pressures match. So your front two tyres should be at the same pressure. Your back two tyres should be at the same pressure. If you have a larger load, if you've got the family and all suitcases, everything else in, your tyre pressures are meant to be that bit higher. And that's to make the car run efficiently and safely. People already driving EVs know that they've got quite high tyre pressure because of the weight of the car. So you need to be aware of your tyre pressures and try and find some time when you're not stressed to see if you can get your way through one of these machines where you have to put in the money and put in the code into the thing to get your tyres pumped.
Talking about loads.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people would know a roof rack, you're going to be...
Yeah, there's
drag, the, so that's yeah. going to be thing. But, I mean, just emptying out your boot...
Yeah, you know what? And everybody, there's loads of people who be going, oh, somebody in the house is guilty of this. How many times have you got those bags which you're meant to be bringing to the charity shop or to recycling? They're in the boot and they're still there. Or the golf clubs are in the boot at the start of the week and the golf isn't happening till the weekend. 45 kilos can cost you a percent... in fuel, out of your weekly fuel amount. So don't carry unnecessary weight, because remember, what are you asking your fuel to do? You're asking your fuel to power an engine, to turn the wheels, to push the weight of this thing. And if you had to push it yourself, you'd be saying, oh, here, we need to make this thing as light as possible so it can be as efficient as possible. It's not magic. It's just kind of common sense. But just a few slight alterations to how you drive and being aware that every time you use your right foot, you're literally opening a tap, and that fluid has cost you a fortune.
Okay, Michael Sheridan, thanks very much for that. We'll know.
God help us all.
Plenty of texts coming in that don't ride the clutch.
Oh, sure, and also, well, you know, the other thing as well is keep an eye on EV drivers, because they already know how to drive economically, because they realise that they've only a certain amount of energy in their battery and they have to make it last. So take a hint out of EVs on motorways. You'll often see them. They're the ones doing 100 when guys in their diesels and their big cars are lashing past with their fuel cards doing 120. Okay. So take a tip from EV drivers.
Okay.
That is great. Great advice. Motoring journalist Michael Sheridan, many thanks for that.
Now, coming up after five, we find out how the Iran war is affecting US President Donald Trump's standing with voters back home. Plus, from Dubai to Europe, how skyrocketing fuel costs that we've just been talking about are reshaping the airline industry and what it could mean for the price of your next ticket.